Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Miss Into Podcast.
The Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast, talking all things Kelly and to you.
Here is Jeremy and Pam.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Miss Into Podcast, the Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
And my name's Pam, and we have some very spontaneous special guests today. Reveal yourselves.
Hi, it's Rob. You can't get rid of me. Here I am once again.
Nope. Sure can't.
You shouldn't be surprised it's Rob, guys, but this is Moni. I'm back. Somehow they keep letting
me on. Hey, welcome back, Moni.
She's back.
Yes.
Yes. So, backstory. I feel like I shouldn't be this like honest, but whatever. I like transparency. So Jeremy and I happened to both go on vacation last week to two very different parts of the country, and with flight delays and layovers and just messes at airports and just vacation brain, we are just a little behind on our recording schedule. So just happened, you know, it just worked out really well that today I happened to go with Moni and Rob to the Kelly Clarkson show. So what better way, because I have the short-term memory of a goldfish, what better way to just spend an episode shooting the shit with two people who were there that will probably remember more than me. And there's our episode for today.
Hey, all right.
Hey, that wasn't good.
Ooh, boy.
No, I sound like I'm going through puberty right now.
Pam has been haying all day, and single hay has not sounded the same. They've all been very unique hays. And it's a joyful noise, as Kelly would say.
Joyful noise. Oh, boy. Anyway, I don't know where to begin.
Well, I mean, first of all, we need to talk about some of the new stuff that's been going on since
we went
on vacation. And I think that we can use this little forum, this foursome, if you will, to talk about the new Lighthouse remix that came out. I don't remember exactly when it came out. I think it was sometime when we were both on vacation. Is that right, Pam?
It was
two Fridays ago, yeah. I think.
This past Friday.
Okay.
This isn't coming out till the very end of March, I think.
Two Fridays ago is correct.
So three or four at this point, yeah.
Long story short, it came out while we were on vacation, so we didn't have a chance to rapidly react right away to it. And, I mean, I don't even know. When it comes to remixes, I don't know if we're sort of the place to be when it comes to rapid reactions.
We have opinions.
We have a track record in the past of not being so kind to remixes. Thankfully, I don't feel too bad about it because it's not like it's, you know, Lighthouse, the Jason Halbert remix, or Lighthouse, the Aben Eubanks remix. It's Lighthouse, some rando producer that I've never heard of remix. So we can be as brutally honest as we want about it, and we're not going to hurt Kelly's feelings because she didn't do this.
Wow. That's how you're going to
justify
it. But
she does approve them.
She does approve it.
She approves them, yes.
Does she approve all of them? So she approved the Heat Reggae remix?
I guess so.
Favorite remix of all time.
I can't tell your poker face. I don't know. I can't tell if you're being serious.
I swear to God, Jeremy, do yourself a favor. Listen to the Heat Reggae remix. God. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. Oh. It starts with
It's the best. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I can handle that. I might hear that and just shut it off. Just be like, no, I don't want to ruin this song for me.
So what do you guys think of this Lighthouse remix? Because everyone, I mean, I've seen all kinds of responses online.
I mean, listen, hated it. But I think one of my quick reaction I sent to Pam or to one of our group texts was, there is a world where a Kelly Clarkson ballad as a remix randomly strikes fire and does like some like cascada, like huge numbers is like the next, like, you know, like those like Z100.
Listen to your heart. DHT. Yes.
The Heaven Dance remix.
Which is that superior. Right,
yeah. There is a world. This is not the world for the song, but there is a world where a Kelly Clarkson dance remix ballad does really well. It is not this particular remix.
It's not this world.
But who's to say in the future?
All right, Moni, thoughts?
So I'm having a true rapid reaction because I only listened to it for the first time like 30 minutes ago because I knew that you guys would be talking about this. Because I kind of have like this like unwritten, I don't listen to remixes of Kelly most of the time rule, especially at this point in my life when I have plenty of other things to be listening to. But I'm just wondering, were they trying to capitalize on the speed up phase, like the sped up version, like thing that's happening right now? Because here's the thing that my problem with all the chemistry remixes so far, specifically this one and Favorite Kind of High, is they are both under 3 minutes. Mm. Like, that's offensive. Why would you do that? That is not a proper remix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like a 12-inch.
Yeah. It used to be back in the day, like, if you got a remix, it was like 5, 6, 7 minutes long. Yeah. I mean, it was like a club mix that you could actually like immerse yourself into. And now it's like, they are so worried about trying to get in and out so quickly with these remixes. I don't know what to think about them.
Well, it's the streaming era. Like, there's a whole podcast about this, but like DJs can't even use this because you need those tails to be able to blend songs. Mm-hmm. So like, this is worthless in every way.
And honestly, like, there's just something about Kelly ballads that just, they don't lend themselves to remixes. They really don't. Yeah. And I'm sorry, but, you know, it always seems that they're giving remixes to her most popular or her most well-done songs. And the songs are already perfect as it is. We don't need a second interpretation of the song, and certainly not one that pitches her up for I don't know what reason. I mean, it's just this one. This one was almost offensive to me because I'm like, why would you do this to Lighthouse of all the songs? Like, okay, fine. You know, do a Favorite Kind of High, do a Mine, like do any song you want off of Piece by Piece. Okay, fine. I get what you're trying to do, but my goodness, man, like this song didn't deserve this.
And here's where I come in. Uh-huh. I'm in the minority. I actually really enjoy it. I know. What, Pam, what are
that's
you?
That's the New Jersey.
I like it.
I'm not, but you know I'm not into, like, electronic music. Like, I'm not into EDM. That's not my thing. I just thought, like, I think the remix itself is very, very, very well done. I just, like, I'm like, Lighthouse? I mean, like, are we going to be, like, crying in the club? Like, is that what we're just going to be doing? Like, you know, dancing on my own kind of vibes? I don't know. I think the song choice was a choice, but I think the DJ did a great job. And I prefer it to the Favorite Kind of High remix, but not including the talk show karaoke. That was incredible. But I'm talking about like the actual David Guetta thing. I'm like, meh, I like this more. I will say there is one ballad remix that I actually really love, and that is the Because of You one, I think with Joe Bermudez remix. It's top tier. Anyway, Rob, what you were saying, they can make a ballad into a remix, but I just don't know if Lighthouse was necessarily the best choice because it's super depressing.
I think Kelly, you know, she gets emotional singing the song still. So I was wondering maybe if like, she was like, she got this remix and was like, you know what? Let's stamp the sad out of this shit. And it was just like, let's make it as chipmunk as possible.
As long as she doesn't do this version live.
Oh, she would never. That's... She would never. Because I don't see her looking at Lighthouse and being like, you know what's what's wrong with this song is that I say too much. I say the words too long. I need to shorten how I say each word to get this over with as quickly as possible. That's where this song went wrong.
Can you imagine?
No.
We're on tour. We're in Atlantic City. We're in Vegas. And she just goes, give me a beat. This is Lighthouse.
What? Give me a beat.
Remix.
There would be a mutiny.
Yeah. I'm like, that'd be my bathroom song, but I better go quick because it's like 2:45.
You got 2 minutes.
Yeah. Wow. You're a guy. That's fine. You can go quickly. Wow. All right. Enough about that. Well, the Lighthouse remix is a thing. Let us know your thoughts. Although I saw an overwhelming response of people who were not huge fans. But if you do actually like it like me, let me know. I'll, you know, we'll have a little party. Yeah.
Cool. Can't wait for it.
They're all just staring at me like,
nope.
Okay. You by yourself with a bottle of wine.
I mean, listen, I've been there before, haven't we all?
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, let's we'll enjoy our 2-minute party with our unce lighthouse.
Unce lighthouse. Okay, next business was, I don't want to say me and Jeremy, but like really also our friend Chelsea, our psychic.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. We had predicted, I think, the episode 2 weeks ago about the announcement that Kelly was going to be doing. We're like, it's going to be like Olympic related. And it was.
Yes.
It was. And it is. And she, I mean, this is old news now, but she's going to be co-hosting with Peyton Manning and some other guy. I don't remember his
name. Mike Tirico.
Him.
Mike Tirico. Yeah.
I don't know sports that well. Anyway, they're going to be co-hosting the opening ceremony, which I think is going to be. I don't know. I'm hoping that they make it funny.
I have a feeling that Kelly is going to be the real true comic relief. I mean, Peyton Manning can be funny if he's given the right material. I don't know if on the spot, like live event coverage is where he really shines when it comes to being funny. Like he was funny when he was on Saturday Night Live and they gave him scripted stuff to read.
Right.
When it comes to a live event, like I've watched the Manning Cast, which is a secondary feed of Monday Night Football that he and his brother Eli do. And the whole reason why they even do it is because both he and Eli, aside from being brothers, like they have a really good rapport. They know football. They give it a completely different perspective. It's not that it's necessarily super comical all the time, but people tune into it. I think Kelly is the one who's really going to bring the unpredictability and the like hot mic, you never know what she's going to say moments because that's just who she is anyway. And I understand that she'll be fully aware that she's on a microphone and she's on live TV. So she'll probably tone it down a little bit and maybe be a little more selective with her words. But at the same time, I mean, it's going to be very unpredictable with Kelly on the mic.
I feel like I know the answer, but I don't want to assume anything. Like, okay, so obviously she's doing the NBC one. Are other countries, and like, is BBC going to be doing their own kind of thing for like the UK? Like, you know what I mean? Is like, or is like NBC's broadcast like, going to be played all over the world? I don't know.
No,
I don't think NBC is global. NBC is the correspondent for the United States. So, like, if you want to watch the Olympics, you have to watch it through NBC because they own the rights to air it.
Yep.
But every other country has their own version of NBC.
Got it. Yeah, okay, that makes a lot more sense. Because I was like, Telemundo. I don't know. Because I was going to say, like, I feel like I already am picturing this. Like, they're doing the what's the parade? The Parade of Nations.
Yeah, the Parade of Nations.
And there's always a country on there that I've never heard of. Always. That's probably like a small little island in the South Pacific somewhere, very far from New Jersey. And I'm always like, that's a country? And I can picture, don't roll your eyes at me. I can picture her doing that. Being like, yeah, I don't know. That's like, that's the comedic thing I can picture her doing, but not on purpose.
And now we have the country of Blaum. Kelly, that's Guam. Oh, Guam. Guam. And there are 12.
Guam is technically part of the U.S.
12
right?
participants. I think Guam does get to participate though in the Olympics.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think what's going to happen is that Mike Tirico is going to be the lead play-by-play. He's going to be the one that carries the load, and Kelly and Peyton are going to be there as sort of color commentary, because I can't imagine that they would entrust or want those two to carry the heavy lifting of pronouncing countries and, you know, knowing the sportsy stuff about, you know, different nations and whatnot. They're there to provide funny extra additional commentary. They're not there to, you know, do the heavy lifting.
I am envisioning pretty hilarious promo for this, actually. Like, I feel like they're going to have some like fun bits that they record and film for like promo leading up to it.
I can't wait.
There's no way you're going to have Peyton Manning and Kelly Clarkson and not do some like hilarious promo where they're like competing in something against each other. And then it just like
like
is hilarious just because of
track star Kelly.
Yeah.
With like the sweatband.
Something. I mean, she's going to be wearing, you know, a full US like flag suit or some shit. Like, you know what's happening.
I mean, they sort of already did like the little short for Jimmy Fallon with the whole like running in the hallway with the baguette and everything. I mean, yeah, that was cute. I mean, I don't know if they can build off of that for, you know, some sort of a promo idea, but I would imagine that it's going to be, you know, like Oni said, there'll be something that they'll do to, you know, make the promo somewhat humorous rather than just have the three of them standing there like, join us for the opening ceremonies. Because the opening ceremonies, if you've watched them before in the Olympics, can be very tedious and long and boring.
Yeah, they're like hours
long. Oh, yeah, it's like 3-4 hours long. So there is going to be plenty of time for Kelly speak and the most random things to come out of her mouth.
So one thing I did see from people online, and there's really like no confirmation at the moment, but it seems like she is just doing the opening ceremony at the moment, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. I think July 26th. That being said, we don't know how long she's staying there. We don't know if they're going to have her on any other events or like she's there for a few days and then she dips. We have no idea. So everything else, because I know there's the Vegas rumors for August, so I guess we'll still play it by ear because no one knows anything as of right now.
Yeah. Yeah, the idea will probably be that she will go there a few days, probably several days early ahead of time, because generally there's going to be lots of rehearsals for the opening ceremonies, and they're going to be doing it very differently this year.
And press, I'm sure, press. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be doing it very differently, where instead of, you know, having the big giant stadium where all the athletes come in, they're actually going to have all the athletes on boats. And they're going to be on.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're going to have the athletes are going to be on boats and they're going to be on the river there in Paris. And so they're going to like float by rather than just like all walk in. So it's.
And they're all just going to sing Timeless.
I mean, honestly, I mean, if that couldn't be more perfect.
Squid Kelly. Okay, sorry.
White tracksuits, everybody.
White tracksuits for everyone.
That's right. but yes, there's going to be dress rehearsals for both the participants in the opening ceremony, but also for the talent behind the microphone. So Kelly and Peyton and Mike and the rest of the crew are going to be there a day or two in advance to do practice runs and, you know, figure out, you know, who's doing what. And I mean, there's going to be a lot of rehearsal time for her leading up to this. So again, if we're talking about whether or not Vegas is going to happen, I mean, anything within like 2 weeks of the start of the Olympics, I would say is probably off limits for her, because I imagine she'll probably be in Paris a good solid like 4 or 5 days ahead of the opening ceremony.
Yeah. So we'll see. Who knows? Life is unpredictable.
Yes,
we will see what happens. And it's also unpredictable because we actually guessed correctly. Thank you, Chelsea, for...
I will say... I mean, we didn't nail it 100%. We said it was going to be something to do with the Olympics. We did mention the opening ceremony, but
But Olympics, that wasn't even on people's minds. People were like, football. Like,
oh, yeah.
So it was something with like a Sunday night, Monday night. I don't know what day it is anymore.
Oh, yeah. People
yeah, Sunday night football.
Thought that. And people also thought like Boys to Men was involved somehow. There was a lot of weird rumors going around. So I was like, Olympics, we got it. Okay. I don't care what the detail is. We got the gist of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we were pretty, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess there really wasn't a lot of other people mentioning the Olympics. So we did sort of go out a little bit on a limb there. So again, thank you to our resident Nostradamus Chelsea behind the scenes for tipping that hat for us.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm not a sports guy, and I love the Olympics.
The Olympics.
Yeah, I'm actually a little bummed because I would actually like to hear Kelly do color commentary for one of the events, whether it be like a gymnastics or, you know, you name it. Some sort of an artistic event would be kind of fun, but obviously that's, you know, a lot to ask of her and a lot to ask of her schedule.
Or just like the running and just her just screaming when people just go really, really fast.
she would not be able to hold her shit together for Simone Biles.
No.
Like, she would just lose her mind. Like, she would lose her damn mind.
Did she do, like, a dedicated Simone Biles Instagram post a couple months ago? It was, like, completely out of the blue. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
No. Probably. But I feel like that would be really funny just to watch her, like, lose her mind on mic in front of Simone Biles.
It sounds on brand for her.
Oh, here we go. I found it. It's from October 14th. She's just saying, like, my gosh, I feel blessed just to get to watch her. So yeah, I can only imagine at the Olympics on camera what she would be like.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Awesome. All right, so that covers the Lighthouse remix and the Olympics news. That's all the latest news that we have. But now I want to kind of turn things over a bit to Pam, Rob, and Moni to talk about their latest experience at the Kelly Clarkson show.
So first, shout out to Moni for getting tickets because Rob and I never got approved. Nope. So thank you, Moni.
Well, I did fly here, so if I didn't get tickets, that would have been real sad.
Yeah, I feel you.
But I'm glad that one of us got them.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
So by the time this airs, I think this is airing on the 26th, I think. Our episode is going to be coming out, or had been coming out on March 22nd on Friday. So we haven't actually seen it yet. But it was super fun. The guests were William Shatner, who is a hoot. Oof. So funny. He was there celebrating his 93rd birthday.
I feel like when you get...
Which he was not happy about.
I feel like when
Yeah, he was like, too much.
I feel like when you get to that age, you just kind of stop caring. And
that's literally what he was like. I'm over it.
And giving a crap anymore. And you just say and do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
There was no filter.
None. They're definitely going to, they definitely have, are going to be editing that down. It was really good interview. And then like at the end, they brought out this giant pizza because he didn't want cake. He wanted a veggie pizza. So they brought out, yeah. And then like Kelly helped blow out the candles with him. And we all, the three of us were like, yes, we're getting pizza, which was
that's
great.
Enough pizza for a crowd.
We were, it was huge, that, huge.
Yeah. Cut me a square.
I bet the staff got the pizza.
Which they deserve it. It's fine. But I was like really hungry and I'm like, yes. And then there was a guy or woman or whomever, I don't know who it was, but someone was dressed up as a horse that came around with a.
That's right.
It was really jarring. It was funny, but someone was in a horse costume. With a banner that says "Happy Birthday, Bill."
Did we think that was only one person?
No.
Was this part of the
show? I think it was
this
two
part
people.
Of the show, or is this somebody in the audience?
No, it was part of the show.
No,
they rented. Someone rented a costume, or they got it down from like SNL or something.
Because he's big on like horse therapy, apparently. Because like we learn something new every day, and horse therapy is a thing that exists. Surprise, surprise. He's big on horse therapy, so they had two people dressed like a horse front and a horse's ass in the back. So it was a two-person job.
It was really funny, but I was like, what is going on?
There was a brief period where I thought they were going to have an unmasking of the two people because, you know, they were doing some weird. Yeah, that would have been weird. But the whole time William Shatner was talking, I turned to Rob after and I was like, you know, at work sometimes I'm in a room with an old man and I can't get him to stop talking. So like Kelly is like the intern who just wants to keep talking to the patient, just loves talking to the patient. And then I'm Alex Duda, the attending, who's just like, we have got to go, hands on the door. Like, let's go, let's go. Like you could see, cause we were sitting right behind Alex.
Yeah, Jeremy, we were in the same spot where we were.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
Yeah.
So we got to see that like probably about 40% of the script had to be thrown out because William Shatner just like talked for 10 minutes per question. And like you could just hear her skip. You would see her skip. It would say rap. And then 5 minutes past rap, she's like, all right, fine, break. Like the red just comes out. But yeah, he was really funny. Like the staff was loving it. They were all dying laughing. Like, I'm sure there's probably episodes where like the person that's rambling is not funny or like not entertaining, but they were eating it out. Like no one seemed bothered by William Shatner just talking. And he had some like, you know, little senile dementia turns, but you know, it happens.
I mean, listen, he's 94. God bless him. 93.
Yeah.
I can count.
Oh my gosh.
I can count. He was great. And then the other guest was Gary Clark Jr., who I was a little bummed because I do like his music, but they recorded his performance before we even got into the studio, which was smart. It makes sense. But I was like, womp womp. I would have liked to see that. But he did a little bit of an interview. He seems like a really awesome person, really great personality.
He was funny, too.
He was funny as well, which I had no idea.
And I know Kelly's a big fan of his because she plays his stuff on the Sirius channel.
Yeah, I was supposed to see him in 2020 and then 2020 happened.
Yeah.
He's been fired by some really impressive people.
Yes. Fired by Sheryl Crow, by Bonnie Raitt. I don't think he was
Stevie
fired.
Wonder. Stevie Wonder.
Was he fired by Stevie Wonder? Or just frowned down
upon? But... Yeah, well, they're going to have to edit that part out because William Shatner ruined it by making a comment about, oh, did you see the lighter? So he made a comment about being able to see. Like, that has to be edited out. There's no way.
Yeah, no.
Apparently, he was supposed to talk about how he played on the new Stevie Wonder album because I saw it in, like, the notes. But he just brought up Stevie Wonder organically. And I saw Alex and the producer talk to her, like, oh, we didn't know that story. And then they just skipped the good part of Stevie Wonder and just saved it for, like, Stevie Wonder hating him. So everybody fired him.
As a fellow, as a producer, not to that caliber, obviously, but it was so funny looking at Alex and the other producer. They were like, did we get this wrong? Did we get this fact wrong? I'm constantly like, did I miss something? So I felt that. But no, it was just, it just went off script, but it was a very entertaining episode, I will say. As far as the episodes I've been to, these were the most entertaining guests.
Now, you guys did have something, though, rather unique that I feel like you kind of got cheated out of.
Yeah, so we did not get to see a Kelly-oke, which was a bummer. It was confirmed. I had actually been, which I'll get into in a little bit, but I'd spoken with Jessie right before the show started. And I asked her what the Kelly-oke was, and she said it was I Had Nothing by Whitney Houston. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's amazing. Are you singing on it? She's like, no. And she's like, actually, I don't know if you're singing it. And I'm like, what? She's like, I don't know. I think they might be filming it after. So that's what they ended up doing. As everyone was leaving, you saw Jason and Jocko and Kelly setting up, and they were doing it probably, like, in between the AM and the PM shows, which was such a bummer. I was so excited to see it. And I felt really bad because Moni did not get to see any Kelly-oke.
Right.
It's okay. It looked like it's going to be super cool acoustic. I think it's just Jocko and Jason. And I have a feeling she just gets too distracted by the audience. And so a song like that, like, she's going to want to nail it and she doesn't want to be distracted. So, and of course they weren't going to start with that because she's not singing Whitney at 9 a.m. before she's had a chance to warm up. Like, she's going to have to get some of that. So, yes, it's a bummer, but the episode itself was so friggin' hilarious that, like, I was smiling the whole time. Like, I look like when it shows up on TV, I'm just going to look like the biggest goof because I'm just smiling, like, the entire time.
I love it. And Jeremy, there was part of I completely forgot the What I'm Liking. There was a connection to Jeremy there.
Yeah,
because the What I'm Liking, they were based in Des Moines. I'm like, that's where Jeremy is.
Yeah.
I guess at this point, you have already gone. It was the Des Moines Gay Men's Choir, didn't you go see them?
Yeah, so they did a two-night show called Kelly, Everyone Needs an Idol, and it is just the Des Moines Gay Men's Chorus doing nothing but Kelly Clarkson songs for their performances. And I went to the second night of performances, and I'll give a recap breakdown on a future episode, and maybe I'll even see if I can, you know, maybe possibly bring somebody on who was a part of that, because that would be kind of fun. That's a super fun thing that they did. And we've known that it was coming for many, many months. They put their annual program out pretty early, and I saw that was coming up in March, and I thought, oh man, I've definitely got to go to that. And before I could even buy tickets, somebody that I work with was like, oh my gosh, do you want to go with me to this? And I'm like, absolutely I do. So, and on top of it, I actually work with somebody at the radio station who is a part of the chorus. So I actually came to them today when you guys went to your taping. I said, oh my gosh, you know, are your people super excited about talking to Kelly Clarkson today? And they said, oh yeah, it's going to be, you know, this person and this person. And yeah, they're super excited. I didn't want to bring up the fact that they were probably getting $1,000.
They seemed pretty surprised.
Yeah,
that was for the
because I don't know how many people, when they're given that, especially if they're people who watch Kelly's show and are familiar with that segment, I have to feel like some people are acting when they are told, because they all still at this point, a year and a half later since she's been doing this, giving away $1,000, still seem genuinely surprised. And I'm just like, do you not watch the show? Because I feel like you should know that's coming, but maybe some people are just really good actors and I'm not giving them enough credit.
Right. Remember Dot? Like, Dot was blown away.
Yeah.
When we saw her. You're giving me what?
I forgot about Dot.
Oh, bless her heart.
Bless How could you forget about that?
It just, I don't know. I'm thinking about other things.
All the time.
Wow.
I mean, you think that everyone would know, but the audience is still like less than 2 million people a week. It's like just under. So like really not that many people watch it. Like, I know this is going to sound terrible, but let's do the math, guys. There's, you know, like 400 million people in America. So yeah, I get it, but people are really surprised and they have $1,000.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's great. And I hope that everybody always ends up using that for good purposes and it helps them out in whatever they happen to be doing.
Yeah. Going back to the What I'm Liking segment, this was so funny. So Kelly was asked, I think they were talking about like what songs they're going to be performing. Spoiler, Jeremy. I think I already told you this.
Yeah.
One song that they mentioned, I kind of did like a what, huh? They just said Unbreakable. And I'm like, is that the Janelle Monáe song? With full transparency, I can count on two hands how many times I've ever listened to it. Maybe one hand. Like, I couldn't really tell you how it goes. But I know it's from Ugly Dolls. I was just like, oh, interesting. So when that was done, like, they were finished, they were done with taping. And then I quickly went over to Jason and Jesse. And Jesse was like, Pam, what is Unbreakable? And I was like, I think it's from Ugly Dolls. And then Jason pulled it up and it was. And it was just a really funny moment. I'm like, okay, I'm glad we're all like, that's the song they're choosing. It's a great, don't get me wrong. It's a cute song and it's on brand, but it was just not the one I expected them to say.
So just to be clear, for people that aren't super familiar with the Ugly Dolls soundtrack, is it actually a song called Unbreakable, or were they trying to say Broken and Beautiful?
I think it is. No, it's called Unbreakable. Okay. There's a lot of similar titles out there.
Yeah.
It's Moxie and Janelle Monáe's character singing a song about like living in your skin and being true to yourself. So it's very much like in the theme of like queerness and gayness. And like accepting yourself for who you are. So like it is a song that gets played in like a lot of gay things. So it makes sense that it would be part of the game.
I love that.
Which is great. It was just a song like if you had me list 100 Kelly Clarkson songs, that would not be on there.
I'd never come up with it.
I would never come up with it. That was my only thing. And it was just really funny that they were like, so what's Unbreakable? I was like, it's Trolls or Ugly Dolls. It's one of the two.
I feel like Kelly might even have been like,
I think so as well.
Probably in the back of her head, she probably was thinking to herself, I'm sure they mean Broken and Beautiful.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Or she's like, oh yeah, Invincible?
Yeah. Great song.
So it was cool. So that was the episode. I also got to chat with the band a bunch, but wait, Jeremy, I feel like you need to tell the backstory of the text you got the other day.
You're going to need to remind me of the text I got the other day.
The one that I was very self-conscious about.
Remember, I was on vacation for a week. I don't remember a lot.
So was I. I was at the Seattle Science Museum when you sent me this text.
What Rob said.
What did he say?
I said, you get self-conscious about a lot of things.
That's
you gotta
true.
Pick a day,
That's
pick
true.
A time.
Okay. It was the Jason message about me going to the talk show.
Oh, right.
About how Pam is a Rudy Patootie.
Moni does not know this. This will be interesting. Anyway, so I need Jeremy to give the background on this little story.
Well, I need to look it up because I don't even remember.
While he pulls it up.
Yeah.
While he pulls it up, I'll talk about
it. Was
Kelly
Wednesday.
Bathroom.
It was Wednesday. Last Wednesday.
Okay.
If that helps. Yes.
Because Kelly looked. Kelly looked amazing.
She did.
On today's episode. She had like a white and navy outfit with like bat wings. She looked like Sailor Moon.
She did. Bit.
She was like fighting evil by moonlight, winning love by daylight. She looked so good.
Well, and then she made a joke about her arms
her
being
bat wings. Yeah.
She's like, I was going to raise my arms. Then I realized that the skin gets weird when you're old. Yeah. So.
Because the top had like bat wings that were open. So you could see like arm flappies, which she didn't have, but she was concerned about them. But oh my god, she looked like a sexy Sailor Moon, like fashion forward.
Oh man,
I loved it.
Let the fan fiction begin.
Oh no.
Okay, so the story about the text message.
I can't believe we're sharing this, but I think it's really funny.
So on last week, while I was at Disney World and Pam was on the other side of the country, I get a text from Jason Halbert, and he's in his band t-shirt that you can get at our merch store.
He bought it, by the way.
He bought it, yeah. We didn't.
Him and Lester bought them, which we were like, holy crap.
Yeah, he and Lester both have purchased shirts. They promised us that they're going to send some photos of them in their shirts at some point, and we'll post them when we get them. But Jason sent me a picture of him in his shirt, and he says, please don't post this picture. I'll send you a better one later. And I said, don't worry. I'm only going to show it to Pam. And oh, by the way, Pam is going to be at the taping on Monday. She said she'll try to say hello. These are
because wait, try. And I will tell you why I said try. It's because I don't know where I'm going
to
be sitting.
Yeah, you could have been like up by the Wayfair Lounge and would have never been able to make it down to the band.
Exactly.
So he responds, and I'm going to say it word for word.
No.
She never does laughing emoji. She always pretends she doesn't know us.
Which is so not true.
And then I said,
that is so not true.
To which I replied, yeah, she's gotten too big time.
Okay. And the first of all, that is not true. But with full transparency, I also like, I'm trying to work on this in therapy right now. I don't want to feel like I'm bothering people. So I'm like, if you guys are doing your thing, you're working. I don't want to just be like, Jason, Jesse. I'm like, I want to like try to just be like, you know, calm and respectful.
Well,
but then I wasn't today. No, I didn't yell. I was very, no. I went up and was,
you were,
I was
very together.
Together.
But the fact, but I will say for people who have not been in the studio where they shoot the show, in the seats where Pam and Moni and Rob were today, and that we have been pretty much the same seats when we all went to the taping together, is that it is extremely close to the band. I mean, you could like,
extremely.
You could reach out and like high five Jesse from the edge of those seats there. I mean, it's right there.
Yep.
So
yeah, and we were towards the end. We were like, I was the fourth person in, I think.
Yeah, it's so it's not like, you know, Pam was like on some sort of Juliet balcony yelling down to the band. She was within like normal conversation volume distance.
So Jason or anyone, I am so sorry if I ever come across that way. I just don't want to annoy you guys.
You don't.
I know. I'm trying to work on this. Listen, it's a personal problem.
This segues nicely into my new. So you know, I used to make the joke that I am spreading the gospel of Clarkson.
Are you talking about Gabe?
But I realized today was the start of me spreading the gospel of Miss Into podcast. You know.
Great.
Yeah, we were sitting next to some fans, and very surprisingly, the fan that we were standing next to in line hadn't heard of it. And like, just I only say that because he seemed like a very big fan who was like an opening night in Vegas, and then went to the LA talk show or whatever, and like was came to New York. And so, you know, Rob and I definitely put on the sell and like, hey, have you do you know there's a whole fan podcast?
I had not arrived yet. I want to point that out.
Pam was peeing for the fifth time. And he seemed like one of us. So I was like, this isn't great to talk about the podcast, because like he seems like one who would be like, oh yeah, I'm missing the podcast. That's Pam. I know her.
Yeah. But
he did not.
Yeah.
Which is whatever. So, it's fine. Anyway.
I don't know if we converted him, but Gabe, if you're listening, hi. It was good hanging out.
Nice to meet you and have fun back in Louisiana.
Yeah, I love him. And I don't like making friends online. Talking to the whole world, but I liked him a lot.
Yeah. Well, you also, if you stick around with me, you're just going to meet the friend. So other highlights. This is just me babbling off. Okay. So I was talking to Jesse at the beginning. She and Rue are adjusting to New York. So it's just been a big, you know, big difference from LA, but they're doing well.
And she's got her own place now, which is exciting.
She has her own place. She was telling me about that. I won't say anything on here. And I met Joe Ayu. We spoke for a while, and he was, you know, they were both going on about how much they love these band t-shirts. Jesse's like, I have to buy one. I'm like, thank you so much. And I thank Jason for getting them. Joe was talking, and we were talking about like where his place is here. He wants to come on the podcast, so we're going to have to reach out to him soon and book that. He was so nice.
Yeah.
And Lester, who I have never interacted with in person somehow, I've never, ever in my life, just came up to me, was like, yeah, gave me a big high five. And I think it was because of the t-shirt.
Nice.
I was like, thank you guys so much. So I got to speak to 4/5 of my band, y'all, or what did Jesse call them? The gardening committee or something. Yeah. And then we saw Andy Shaw. He was lovely as always. And I was going to try to say hi to Alex because she was also right in front of us, but she was like hustling, doing her job. And I was not going to be like, hey, Alex, stop talking to your producer. Hi, nice to meet you. I wasn't going to do that.
Well, so, and she messaged us later because she got the tapings mixed up.
Yeah.
Because she knew you were coming, but she thought you were coming to the afternoon taping. So she was looking for you at the wrong taping.
Correct. But yeah, I was not going to, again, she was like, the two of them could vouch for me. She was just working, doing her thing, yep, putting in her, you know, break, you know, her break stuff on there.
There was no like downtime where to like chat with certain people. Cause like, there's a reason they all have Emmys.
Yeah.
And because of how hard they, yep, work.
Yeah.
But also like, give it up for my Pam y'all for putting yourself out there anyway.
Wow.
He's been workshopping
that
one.
Oh my God.
I've been practicing.
Is that a new shirt?
Oh no.
I will wear it. I will be the only buyer. I will wear it.
Oh no. Anyway, so that was our time at the show.
Can I just say, as someone who saw like the third episode ever recorded, like in 2019, I was telling you guys this, like obviously, but just to see the difference in person of how much she's grown as a host. And the staff, because I remember thinking in LA, like, again, third episode or so, very early, they clearly were like trying to get everything done and like all looked very stressed the whole time. And like Kelly just felt like she was like having to speed through things. And maybe it's the William Shatner of it all, but like just looked so relaxed and like she knew what she was doing and probably saw the flashing lights and like didn't make anyone feel like, you know, let's get this over with. Like, just, she's really come a long way. And like, again, hopefully she would have grown by now, but it was just really cool.
Yeah. You would hope that, you know, by, you know, this point, she would have definitely honed, exactly, her stuff. And she has, cause I have to admit, you know, when I watched the first season of the show, I was just like, I don't know. I don't know if she's, you know, really, this is her sort of gig, but I was proven wrong even by like near the end of the first season, especially when they got into like the whole like COVID part of the season where they were separated. I just thought, how are they going to continue to do this show? And the fact that they were able to continue to do it through all of that difficulty. And, you know, now we also know there was even more difficulty on her mind at the time was, mm-hmm, really, really impressive. And so I can say the same, Moni, when, you know, seeing the show in person,
yeah,
and showing and seeing that, you know, how relaxed she is, but at the same time, she's very focused. Like, she knows what she's doing. Yep. She knows what she needs to do. She knows how to do it. And I think that that's one of the reasons why she's getting this reputation of being a great host, because she is so warm and welcoming and great to her guests while they're there, that she doesn't make them feel like, oh, you got to rush through this story because I have break flashing at me in the prompter. You know, we need to hurry through this. She lets their guests like breathe and be themselves. And that's refreshing nowadays because there's so many of these shows that feels like they're just boom, 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 get things done. Yeah. Rap, get it done, get it over with.
I think it really helps the fact that A, it's not like, you know, like live broadcasts, but also the fact like even when you're doing like Jimmy Fallon or Seth Meyers, like they're, it's obviously not live broadcast, but it's, you know, they're filmed at like, I don't know, 4 or 5 p.m. to go out later at like midnight. That's a really quick turnaround. At least generally speaking, for this show, there's always going to be a couple days or a couple weeks, sometimes even months in between episodes. So there is time for editing. There is time for like making sure everything runs smoothly and not having to feel forced, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely. And you're going to be hitting up another episode in the not too distant future.
We are. Yes, we're going. She's doing it. They're doing a Saturday taping. So as soon as I saw that, I was like, great. I don't have to take off work because that's wonderful. And I was like, Saturday, let's do it. So we are going to the afternoon taping, I think, on the 30th.
Yep.
If you happen to be there, say hey. Hey, that wasn't very good.
Yeah, I will not be there. I just want to make it clear that I'm only here for
missed.
The one.
You'll be missed.
I'm not staying 2 weeks to watch another taping.
You should. No, I'm kidding.
And Pam should have her merch in hand by then. She can wear it to the show.
It's taking so long. Like, I think it's on. Genuinely, I think it was coming from California. So I'm like, cool. I live very far. So
yeah.
I got my contractually obligated sticker.
Yeah.
And I got my Miss Into Podcast logo sweatshirt today. the band shirt was supposed to arrive today and now it's saying tomorrow. And I'm like, cool, great timing. But I will have it for the 30th and I'm going to be wearing it that day.
Yes.
And I'm really excited. If you don't have our merch yet and would like to possibly buy some, support us, go to missintopodcast.com.
Absolutely. Hey, Rob, Moni, any other final thoughts about the taping today?
No, it was fun. It's always fun.
It was our first time doing the morning show.
Yeah.
We still didn't get a giveaway. That's the joke.
Didn't get a give.
No. That's the joke. The joke is whenever we go to a show in the afternoon, the morning always gets a giveaway. So we're like, cool, let's we did the morning. No, we didn't get anything either.
I just want a cruise. Why is it so hard?
You're a teacher. You should get a cruise.
I should get a cruise. Moni said really it. You should. All heard it.
I'll give you my cruise. I don't like cruises.
Rob wears a size extra large cabin. Two-person cabin on a Norwegian cruise line.
Yes.
In need of a veranda.
I need a veranda, yes.
I need a balcony.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And unlimited drink card.
Please. You're talking to Mr. Mix It All. I need an unlimited drink card.
As you should.
Heck, he'll even bartend for a night if it means getting him on a cruise.
Shake, yes.
That's right. I like the ocean.
All right. So once again, just like Pam said, we would love it if you could help support the podcast by checking out our merch store. You can find that at missintopodcast.com. We've also updated the store. We've got a white t-shirt with the band names on them now, so it's not just...
Because I specifically requested it.
Pam
I was like,
wanted
Jeremy.
It.
I was like, I am only buying the shirt if you can make it white with black text. So he was like, all right, let me get on there and make it. And then I bought it. So,
and
you're welcome.
By the time you're hearing this episode, we haven't dotted the I's and crossed the T's.
I'm not sure we're
yet.
Doing this yet.
No,
I'm not sure we're doing
it. No, we're doing
yet.
It. No, we're doing it.
I heard from Moni and Rob, and they're like,
just
no.
You gotta trust me on this. You gotta trust me on this.
I think
I'll win Pam over, and by the time you're listening to this, there may very well be the newest shirt on the merch store, and that is the shuttlecock shirt.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We will see. We will see. I don't know if I want to be associated with that.
Tastefully we'll done.
Fun fact, that shuttlecock that they have that huge picture of is in front of the Nelson Atkins Museum in Kansas City. It's on the lawn of that. Yeah, it's on the lawn of Nelson Atkins. I was like, oh, my old stomping grounds. Yeah,
absolutely. In addition to helping us out in our merch store, you can also become a supporter on Patreon. We've got four different levels that you can support Missing the Podcast, each of which have varying exciting bonuses and fun things attached to them. Again, you can also find the link for that at missintopodcast.com.
And we're going to be giving out some shout outs to some of our Patreon listeners. Jeremy, can you do the honor?
Absolutely. Want to give a big shout out to Jamie Palmateer. She is an addicted member of the Patreon. Also Sandra Ruther, who is at the All I Ever Wanted level, and big shout out to Kurt Chamberlain. Thank you, Kurt, for being an addicted listing member of the Missing the Podcast Patreon.
And I think that's about it for today.
Yep.
If you've made it this far, give yourself a pat on the back because this was an episode. I'm going to give myself one. As always, you can find us on all the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever, Instagram, at Missing the Podcast. If you listen on the Spotify app, please consider leaving us a rating. You can also leave comments on this specific episode and leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Next week, we're going to be back with, well, I think the episode was supposed to come out in March, but it's going to end up coming out in April because production schedules just work like that. It's like, I think March Madness-y themed, kind of. We're still working out the kinks, but it's going to be somewhat like that. I don't really know how March Madness works. You'll just have to find out because I'm going to learn and so will you. Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Miss Into Podcast. Miss Into Podcast was written and produced by Jeremy and Pam. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you'll be the first to know when a new podcast is posted. Find us and continue the conversation at Miss Into Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Find more at missintopodcast.com.